Well, inflation numbers came in today and not what Wall Street was hoping. Today, we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, if you got a question for me, I've got an answer for you. Just go to prudentmoney.com. There's a couple of ways to get resources. Want to make sure that you're taken care of. The very first one is the Ask Bob section, and that is designed for you to send me an email. I'll respond back to you, get that done within 24 hours. Pretty easy way to get information. That's kind of on the easier questions. Now, let's go to the situations that have a lot of moving parts that just an email probably won't do the trick. This is one way that you can get information by going to my calendar, picking a time. We'll set up a phone call, talk through it, and see what we can do to help you out and get you taken care of. Obviously, there's no cost. There's no obligation. It's just here to be a part of your financial journey with you and to provide resources that just are really in existence when it comes to helping people out. So we want to change that and make sure you tell your friends about us, prudentmoney.com. We are definitely there to help you. It might be a situation where you're looking at your investments and you're thinking to yourself, is this the right place to be in this scenario? Send them on up. I can take a look at them for you and I can give you my opinion. That's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Yesterday, I was telling you that I'd kind of finish up my discussion from yesterday on Thursday, because Dan Pillow was coming in on Wednesday, but Dan has graciously switched spots, so he's going to come in tomorrow, and we'll be talking about a lot of things you will want to check out and understand before you file your taxes, and make sure that you're straight up on how to make sure that's taken care of the right way. And then today, we're going to be talking about what to do if you find yourself in this situation where things aren't so great financially. You know, the Washington political circle wants you to believe everything is just great. Statistics show otherwise, and we talked about this yesterday, and the importance of surveys and how they can actually be a help to you by telling you what's really going on, or at least what that survey says is going on. And maybe that's something that you can relate to, and what we'll talk about, how to kind of dig your way out of that situation, and maybe some of that will be helpful to help you get to where you need to be. Today, we're going to talk about the inflation numbers. We're going to start out with that here in just a second and talk about why this is a problem besides the obvious, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about a bank that was about to go under, and now today, they're wanting you to put your money in their bank in a savings account because it's paying the highest interest rate in the country. Don't know if that's such a good idea. And then if we have time, we want to talk about a trading and investment platform that is heavily marketed. And boy, should you read the disclaimer and why anybody would want to use this company after reading the disclaimer is beyond me. Problem is, most people don't read disclaimers, and or they read them and they don't understand them. That is a real problem. So we'll talk about that too. If we get a chance to, like I said, we have a lot to cover. Let's start with the inflation numbers as they do every month, once a month. Wall Street gets to take a look at the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and see what kind of an effect inflation has had. And has it gone up? Has it gone down? Has it stayed the same? And we talked about this yesterday. I felt like inflation was going to see an increase and maybe one that was not as expected as this is going to be because of the price of oil has gone up quite a bit since the last CPI number. And I thought that was definitely going to have an effect on things. Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Well, they'll just talk about the CPI minus food and energy. Now, why would you carve out the two of the biggest chunks of where our money goes, food and energy, Makes no sense, but that's this is the it does kind of make sense, I guess. But the government wants to show you both numbers, because those the food and energy can be something that can really move the markets a lot quicker, a lot higher, because they are such a big deal. And then you have everything else. Well, everything else went up too. Go figure. So why this is a big deal is because Wall Street wants those interest rate cuts. Now, if you will go back in time with me, about a year and a half ago or so, just off the top of my head, the Federal Reserve Board started raising interest rates a little bit at a time. But they did it several times and went from zero, literally, to 5.5%. 5.25 to 5.5%. And this, of course, influenced interest rate numbers everywhere, because all banks, credit card companies, loan companies, car loan outfits, they're all looking at the federal funds rate, which is what the Federal Reserve Board raises or lowers depending on the situation. They've been raising it to bring down inflation. Inflation, of course, as you know, has been a little bit painful. So this is the problem, is that Wall Street expects the Federal Reserve Board to lower interest rates. Now, it's absolutely ridiculous to me, because these are some of the reasons why you lower interest rates. You lower interest rates because the economy is falling into a recession. Definitely a time, because you're wanting to give, you know, think of interest rates as medicine. You're wanting to feed some medicine into the system and get the patient healthy again, because lower interest rates inspire people to go out and spend money. And then just the cost of things are lower when you bring those interest rates down. It's a good thing. Very good thing. Market loves it. Everybody loves it. And they want some more of it. But you can't justify, and I've said this for a couple of months now, you can't justify cutting rates. Absolutely no reason. The economy, at least according to those who are in Washington, is strong. And the employment is strong. And we have an inflation problem. Or those numbers are not right. So there's absolutely no reason. And plus, if they do cut rates, they will spin off a lot of unintended consequences because of it. That's because you just don't do this. This is one of those things you only do when things are weakening, and things are not weakening, except for the consumer is weakening. And maybe that's the point. Maybe it's Federal Reserve Board doesn't want to give any news to the fact that the economy is not as strong as advertised, and that the consumer is not as in good shape as the statistics are showing. Who knows? It's exhausting. But the bottom line is, I just can't imagine seeing Wall Street cut rates, or not Wall Street, the Federal Reserve Board cutting rates this year. And that's going to be a little bit problematic for the markets. So that was today's report. Like I said, not necessarily a good report. And they're really watching these inflation numbers closely, and they should. As we discussed yesterday, I believe that we'll see it just goes sideways. I don't believe we're going to all of a sudden see interest rates, inflation numbers just drop. And it's the million-dollar question is, how long can the consumer live with the CPI or inflation at these levels? And that's going to be the big question. I think they're already having issues as it is. So I will keep you updated on the inflation numbers, and we're going to talk about some things you can do to get yourself out of the path that you may be on that is finding finances a tough thing to deal with these days. And it only makes sense. I guess I don't think that Washington is very truthful and their display of economic indicators kind of telling the real deal. But I think people are telling the real deal, and it's not a good picture. Now, I talked about this yesterday. You know, what do? You're dipping into your retirement plans to keep up. You're taking credit card debt, charging things on your credit cards that you normally would pay cash for or some other, but you wouldn't borrow money to pay for everyday living expenses. You especially, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't borrow money at 22, 23% interest rates, right? But well, hey, when you got to do what you got to do, you got to do it. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of people on the radio who host radio programs who will make you try to make you feel shame for doing it and like a financial loser for doing it. I say, if you got to do it, you got to do it. You got to feed families. And you don't apologize for it. If that is your last place in the world that you can go, no other alternatives, you got to do what you got to do. And dig yourself out of this mess at the same time. But that always bothers me when people get on the radio and they talk about these kind of things and they act as if, well, I'm above all this. It's not good. You know, if you got to take money out on a credit card, you got to take money out on a credit card. My only disclaimer to that is that you've exhausted every other way of getting money. It's tough though when things get like it seems like people are facing today. The other thing that I want to point out is that the answers come from the standpoint of without a plan or with a plan. And those two things are, it's very, very, very important we talk about that. We're up against a break, so stick around. We're going to get deep into the details here on the other side. This is Bob Brooks. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bob Brooks, host of the Prudent Money Radio Show. You know, marriage and money can be a toxic combination. The best way to avoid arguments over money is to practice this principle. Show grace unless you are perfect. We all make financial mistakes. Treat your spouse with grace and love versus making them wrong and yourself right. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, the home of the modern day steward movement.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War radio program. The Invisible War is the study of God's Word on how to walk in Christ's victory and the spiritual battles we face against the powers of darkness. Join me every Sunday morning at 9, right here on KDKR and KYJC in Commerce, your station for life.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. We're talking about the paths to take if you find yourself in a financially difficult situation with inflation being what it is. I said there's really two paths. There's one without a plan, and there is one with a plan. Without a plan, just as it sounds, you never have taken the time to put together a plan that says, if I do this, this, and this, A, B, and C, I'm going to get D, or I'm going to be in the ballpark of getting D, or I'm going to increase the probability of getting D, and D is retirement. So you have that plan, and the good thing about having that plan is you can start adjusting those numbers and figuring out what you can change, what you can dial back on. Maybe you can figure it out to where, you know, I've got to stop saving for a while, then to create cash flow, and by doing so, what's that going to do to my numbers and going forward. And maybe it means that you, at this point, maybe you can catch up later, but for now, you have to be comfortable with maybe a situation where you retire a couple of years later or 1 year later or something like that, but you adjust the plan and let the plan guide you. So that's extremely important. But if you don't have a plan, well, then that's going to require you putting a plan together. Now, you're thinking, that's tough to put a plan together when you're in the middle of financial chaos, when things aren't going the way they should, when I'm scrimping to make bills pay and make the payroll that I get, salary I get last to the end of the month. Got to make a plan anyway. Got to, in fact, it may be the best place to build a plan. You can see exactly where you can cut back. You can take a look at every aspect of your finances. And, you know, there's a million reasons why people, the statistics show people don't make a plan. I would say this is one of the most important things that you can do to figure out how you are going to have staying power. We talked about this yesterday, not in the hopes of things getting better, but in the hopes of you getting better regardless of what's going on in the environment. This is about taking control of your finances regardless of what's going on in the environment and making your situation work. The other thing that I mentioned, and I want to mention again because it's the most important part of stewardship and this whole entire talk we're having, is that you got to include God in the process. You know, I remember taking questions one afternoon when this was a long time ago, and on the radio, and it was during the financial crisis, and the answer to the questions of what do I do about staying above water? I've got these debts, I've got this situation happening, and I'm without a job. You know, here's the thing: is I can tell you mechanically, if that's a word to use, I can tell you how to the steps to take and what you can do physically with money. But I can't tell you how God will intervene. I can't tell you how God will come up with and show you a door to open, that if you're courageous enough to open that door and walk through, that you'll see what God has wanted you to see the whole entire time. This is the supernatural, only what God can do. And you've got to include, you know, I always look at it this way. You have to include God to lead you and to take you down the path. And you got to do your part. You can't just sit there and say, well, God will answer my prayer. It's a two-part partnership that you have got to do the work and do the plan and put things together and pray about it. And I believe that there's just not enough of that happening. And I say that to myself as I say it out loud. And it's something we forget to do. It's so very, very important. So here is just a couple of things to consider today. First of all, as we said, if you don't have a plan, create a plan. Now, when things start to get better, you don't want to make big financial obligations based on hope that this is going to continue, to make new obligations or anything like that. Because you may see that things are getting better. You know things are starting to get better for you, but it's in the early innings, and you figure out that, you know, if I could sell my house and still should be able to, I could buy this house over here that seems like it's a great deal, and interest rates are down, or maybe they're not down, who knows, but interest rates, it's all affordable. I wouldn't make any big financial obligations until you get on very, very firm footing when it comes to your financial situation. Extremely, extremely important, because what I find is that once things get better, people start spending money like they didn't just climb out of a financial hole. Stay in that minimal financial existence for a while. Build up your emergency funds. You know, let's face it, a lot of the problems that we have because we don't have an emergency fund. Stay watching what you're doing, even if things are getting better. Maybe even if you got a raise at work, and start to build that emergency fund. It's so key to making sure that you stay out of this situation once and for all. Then when it comes to debt, use this as a motivation to get out of debt. Debt is over well over $1 trillion. It's over $1 million that people are in credit card debt. And it's a tough one. But use this as a motivation to get out of debt once and for all. Figure out, and you can run the numbers, figure out if you continue to pay what you're paying or if you raise your numbers and pay a little bit more, how long will it take to get out of debt? I'll tell you something that that just really bugs me is that we'll see these commercials and the lady says, I was in a desperate spot. It's going to take me 47 years to get out of debt if I keep paying the amount that I'm paying. Ladies and gentlemen, don't believe everything that you... I mean, yeah, it could take 47 years. 2% of the cases could take 47 years. Probably not going to take 47 years. I've said this many times in my book, Deceptive Money. I've researched this and come across so many different plans that that show how to get out of debt. And I would have listeners send me proposals from these debt solutions companies that would say, well, if you go on the same path that you are going on right now, it's going to take you 15 years, 20 years to get out of debt, when it's just not true. I've run the numbers and I can prove that it's not true. And, I think it's almost fraudulent. So run these numbers yourself and find out. I think it's important to continue to cut back for a period of time to get some real strength back into and some good health back into your financial picture versus, hey, things are a lot better. Prices are down. Hey, let's go on a vacation. We have been on a vacation a couple of years. Well, if you push that to 3 years, it's probably going to work better for you. Get the family on board. Use this as a teaching lesson for your kids that, hey, things aren't always great financially. Sometimes you go through situations that you have to make some tough choices. I think it's a great opportunity to teach kids. It may be that if you work part-time for a season, don't look at this as a permanent thing, but maybe 6, 7, 8 months that you work 3 or 4, 15, 20 extra hours a week. It's tough, making tough decisions. Family on board, and you work these extra hours to make the extra money to pay down debt. So there's a lot of things that you can do. It's just, are you willing to do it? Are you in a situation where you're ready to make these tough decisions and get back to financial health once and for all? Hey, this is Bob Brooks, and I have about 2 or 3 minutes left. I'll comment a little bit more on this on the next time we're together. New York Community Bank is a bank that needed a $1 billion plus lifeline last month because it was losing depositors. It was going through every possible step you could go through that would indicate that this bank is about to go under. Now, after getting that $1 billion plus lifeline last month, it's offering the country's highest interest rate for a savings account. So you could put your money in New York Community Bank, and they're going to pay you the highest interest rate. They're going to pay you 5.55%. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you put your money in a bank? I don't care if they're paying 10%. That was about to go under just less than about 2 or 3 months ago. Think about this. This is just nuts. Now, there's lots of reasons why they're doing... I just can't imagine this makes sense for anybody. And so I just give you my 2 cents. That if you are looking through, you're scrolling the pages of CNBC and you see this New York bank and you can do it online and you're just paying 5.5%, I'm not going to tell you whether to do it or not. I'm going to tell you I wouldn't do it. There's absolutely no way that I would do it. Once again, this bank literally almost went under, but they had a lifeline sent to them, And my question is, what are they going to do when they burn through that $1 billion? And what's things going to look like? So 5.55%, take it at your own risk. I certainly wouldn't do it. We'll talk a little bit more about this next week. Tomorrow, Dan Pilla, IRS expert, is going to be on the program. You will not want to miss what he's got in store for you. This is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.